Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. The Bigger Picture with Ryan Hwang.
It's time for the bigger picture.
Indeed. We're watching out for a lot today. Asian stocks, of course, opening firmer because we have seen U.S. equities rebounding after a three-day rout. So things starting to look a little bit more settled today.
I guess so. If you go by what's happened with Apple stock, that rebounded 4% after slumping 6% in the previous session. And you have a lot of news to digest. You've got the IPOs from Kakao Games.
Oh, yeah.
Later today, you've got Yum China. And of course, the headlines around vaccines and what's happening between the US and China. So how does that play into the market today? Let's find out from Margaret Young. She is the strategist at Daily FX. Morning, Margaret. How are you doing?
Hello. Good morning, Ryan. I'm good.
Hey, Margaret. Great to hear from you. What's your sense of what's going on in the markets? Is this going to be a short-lived bounce? We have been trying to find out if investors are rotating their portfolios away from technology, but it seems like it's back in fashion again.
Yeah, in fact, more than 78% of the S&P 500 components are ending higher yesterday. And the rally was led by technology firms again. So on average, technology sector gained more than 3% last night. I think the recent market correction is was a healthy correction in a mid- to long-term bull market. And it seems that the risk appetite was picking up again, and people are back to market, buy on the dips. And for now, it seems like technology sector is still in favor, and they carry earnings certainty comparing to the rest of the sectors. But the sectoral rotation may be happening if the vaccine is being developed. And more countries are opening up, then we will see those cyclical sectors that like aviation, even energy, will start to outperform.
Yeah, Margaret, talk to us about the technical indicators you're watching, because for some time we've been concerned about the lofty valuations, and I think the VIX has been trading at quite high levels recently. What's your take on what indicators are telling you about the market direction?
From the technical perspective, I'm looking at Fibonacci drawings, the retracement and extension. And it seems like the three major U.S. indices are still on their upward trending despite of recent sell-off. So after this correction, the equity market is likely to, still move up higher. And we don't observe any systemic risk for now, as the VIX is, has tumbled last night back to below 30. And also the U.S. Treasury yield curve was largely unchanged. So the credit market is very calm. So we don't observe any changes in the fundamental picture as well. This might just be a short-term correction.
We're turning to Margaret Young. She is the strategist at Daily FX. Margaret, turning your attention to IPOs. This week has been quite busy. We've seen earlier this week, Nongfu Spring, that bottled water maker in China, really doing well on Tuesday with a pop of over 50%. And today, we will get Yum Holdings listing in Hong Kong. And of course, this morning, we've been talking about Kakao Games really opening strongly in Korea, more than doubling at the open. What's your take on the IPO appetite right now? Is this a case of really strong retail investor interest with, well, pretty much difficulty in finding value anywhere else?
Yeah. There seems to be a very hot trend of returning to Hong Kong nowadays, as more Chinese listed Chinese technology firms are seeking a secondary listing in the Hong Kong exchange. And right now, today, Yum China is listed in Hong Kong exchange, but the gray market, which is one day before the IPO day, suggests that the share price was traded below the IPO price. This is because I think Yum China, which is a company that has more than 6,000 restaurants in mainland, the market seems to have saturated. So the brands include KFC and Pizza Hut. Those are, the brands being in China for more than two decades. And they have, the market has more or less saturated. So going forward, the upside might be very limited. And also with the COVID-19 situation in China, fewer people are dining outside.
Yep.
That's the reason.
Yeah, so Yum China will be the third largest Hong Kong listing. So something to watch out for if you are a KFC fan. Margaret, looking at what's happening on the currency front, I want to get a take on what's the most compelling currency trade now, because you have so many stories in the headlines. You've got Brexit weighing down on the pound. You've got the Fed saying rates will stay longer low for longer. ECB is talking today. We might see some signals. And then you've got Aussie dollar, you know, rather choppy with what's going on between them and China, and of course the wider market sentiment. So it's a bit of a proxy to the risk appetite in the markets.
Yeah.
What is the, I guess if you're a currency trader, the best trade to be looking at right now?
I think all it ends up is the dollar index. So dollar index has, you know, been falling most of this year, but recently it has rebounded and it has formed a triple bottom pattern in its daily chart. So dollar may be, you know, gaining some momentum upwards, which is suppressing the other currencies like sterling and euro. And tonight, ECB is going to announce its interest rate decision and its policy outlook in a press conference later, which currency traders will be eyeing on. And because recently we are seeing the coronavirus cases picking up in the European region, and also the inflation rate is falling, so there's a good chance that ECB could, you know, announce some further easing measures later today, which will, you know, suppress the euro.
Yeah, talking about tonight, we will also be getting the initial jobless claims numbers from the US. So we are, at least going by the consensus, watching out to see if the numbers will improve for a third week in a row. What's your take on how this will move the US dollar and how much downside will that be? Because we are talking about a weaker US dollar in the long term.
Yes. So recently, the US job market has been improving. And last Friday's the unemployment rate was much lower than expected, which is a good sign. And a good job market is definitely in supporting the U.S. dollar. So if, let's say, tonight the data came out better than expected, we would expect the U.S. dollar to strengthen further. And this will have a wide impact to the commodities market, including crude oil and gold, and also the emerging market currencies.
Yeah, that's a good point, because we are looking at gold prices. They have not been moving in the past week. Is there a reason why there's such a subdued effect with what's going on right now?
Gold price has been in a three-week consolidation since early August. And I think this consolidation is going to, you know, last for a while. But an immediate support, very strong support, can be found at 1910. So as long as 1910 holds, I think gold will consolidate for a rebound.
Okay.
And also, some momentum indicator is starting to turning bullish now.
Okay, 1910 is the support from Margaret, and right now it's trading around 1950. We've been chatting with Margaret Young. She is the strategist at Daily FX. Margaret, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you, Ryan.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.